أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
Alhamdulillah, maduhu, wasta'inuhu, wasta'dihi, wasta'filarahu. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala karil al-musaleen, muhammadin wa alihi wasabihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance. I ask His forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is His servant and His messenger. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the one best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as his family, his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear. And later revealed in the last ayah of this day, I have completed for you your religion, your way of life, and completed my blessings and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself, dear believers, to first have regard, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ma utimunin min shayin. Famata uk ulha. Tawatil tidunya wazinatu hu subhanallah watina to have what ma and do Allahi kairun wa abka Afala Tatilun. Sadaqallah Wadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. The translation that follows, I see refuge of Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. Whatever you have been given is merely a provision of this worldly life, and it's adornment. And that which is with Allah is better and more lasting. Do you not use your common sense? Sadaqallahu ad-Din. Surely Allah speaks the truth. That is the 60th ayat of Surah 28. Today's clip by title, inshallah, What Allah Has For Us. What Allah Has For Us. It has been reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to have said that when God created the intellect, al-aql, he examined it, thereupon he said to it, come forward, and it came forward. Then he said, go back, and it went back. And thereupon he said, by my power and majesty, I didn't create any creature dearer to me than thee. I will not take thee, I will not make thee perfect except in one whom I love. Indeed, to thee are my orders and my prohibitions addressed. And for you are my rewards and my retributions reserved. In the beginning, I had, whatever you have been given is merely a provision for the worldly life and its adornment. Allah in the Quran is telling us that our possessions, things that we value and we place some value on, are just for our needs in this worldly life. They are tools, and we should look at them as such. The word is translated from dunya, and the word worldly is used in today's translation, and it means that whatever we have been given is a provision for those concerned with material values or ordinary life rather than a spiritual existence. And we are not to focus on our life in the existence purely on the material value in it. We are to find that balance of spiritual and material. Really, it is to let our material life support the spiritual life. And this is one meaning of zakat. You know, it's the purification of our material life to uphold our spiritual life. Not to buy forgiveness or cleanse our sins, but to keep us balanced in understanding that what we gain, regardless of what it is, there needs to be a conscious acknowledgement to our inner selves first, to our souls. We need to acknowledge it to our souls, to our nafs, that what we have gained is best used to support that spiritual side in our life. And Imam Muhammad Ar-Rajulani, who once said that the dunya means the goods of this world. And we also know in the Quran, Allah commands us to get our share of this material world. Allah says, seek through the wealth that Allah has given you to make your abode in the hereafter. And also do not forget your share in this world. This is the same surah from that the ayat comes from is in the same surah that today's opening ayat comes from. It says actually 17 ayats later. So why does Allah tell us first that all we have been given in this life is just a provision and an adornment? First, this word, famata'u, this word is translated provision. It means enjoyment, comfort, ease. So when Allah is telling us that what we have been given from Him is for our comfort and ease in this life. There are to be provisions necessary for us, as I said before, tools. This does not mean that this is all there is to our existence, by no means. Allah says again in this ayat 77, that we should seek through the wealth He has given us. So this is telling us that we should make that wealth work for us. And I think that's the basis of what drives many economies around the world. To make what you have work for you. Gain you more, increase what you have. In this life, it is the wealth which sometimes we find comfort and ease with, even though we know this is not the way of Al-Islam. We know in our way of life, the life and comfort and ease that we have comes from living the proper way according to the Quran and according to the Uswa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes in this world, they love to classify you as you are broke, so to speak. They love to tell people, oh, you're not in this income bracket. So you are broken those standards according to their litmus test, to their bears. As long as you have Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, you can never be broke. Because whatever you have, if you are right by it, whatever you have, if you're right by it, and you know Allah gave it to you, you just need to make it work for you to set that abode in the hereafter. And make it work for you to get what you should get while you're here in this life. What Allah has for us, a provision. A provision is an action of providing or supplying something for use. It is Allah's way of providing us what we need to survive. Allah is Al-Razzaq, the provider. Allah says in the Quran, "Say that which is with Allah is far better than all passing delights and all gain. And God is the best of providers." So if Allah is the best of providers, then He knows exactly what each and every one of us needs in our life. With God is something far better than all the passing delights we can think of. See, we have to realize that perception is what we have. We can only perceive so much of what Allah is telling us. We can sit here and we can sit for hours and try to figure out what the paradise is going to be like. And we may never even come close. So believing is very big in this. It is called having faith, and having faith that Allah knows exactly what we need. Allah again has given us what we need and what we will, and also Allah has given us what we will need to have that comfort and that ease in this life. But the goal is not to think that this life is what we're seeking to obtain. Yes, we should want the best in this life. We should want everything we can while we're here. And we should work to establish the ideal life right now. Right now, Winston-Salem. Just like everywhere else, we should work to establish the way of life just like it was established in Medina. And keeping with the intentions of making this life sort of like the bank deposit slip for the next life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that anyone who acquires wealth lawfully and spends it lawfully, for him it is the best of helpers. So the provisions we have in life can work for us. It can help increase our taqwa, our regardfulness for Allah, understanding fully that these provisions are meant to do for us. We have to understand what they're meant to do for us, and it will increase our awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will truly benefit from the blessings that we receive from Allah if we understand that. Here's a story of two mules that were being driven along a lonely road, and one was loaded with corn and the other one was loaded with gold. The one that carried the gold was so proud of his burden that although it was heavy, he would not for the world have the least bit of it taken away. He trotted along the road, and his bells were jingling as he went by, and all of a sudden some robbers fell on him. And they let the mule that was carrying the corn go free. But they seized the gold which the other mule was carrying, and as he kicked and struggled to prevent them from robbing him, they stabbed him. And in dying, he said to the other mule, "I see, brother, that it is not always well to have grand duties to perform. If, like you, I had only served a miller," which is the corn, person that hold the corn, "this sad state would not be mine." The moral of the story is, do not flatter yourself because you carry a little gold. The story is telling us that we should not be so proud that we carry our provisions and we carry our wealth, and it becomes a burden for us. If Allah has given to us something of value, we should not think ourselves better than others, or that we don't have to do what others do, or we don't need others' help. We must remember that serving Allah is our nature and our objective. Just like the mule that carried the gold, he thought the gold is what he was to serve. And in this world, people are just like that mule. They think they have a little of that gold, and if they give it away, because it's too much for them, they can't use it all. If they give it away, they have a problem with that. And what it is really saying is that the mule had more than what he needed, but it was greed and arrogance that took him away from his true purpose. And in the next part of the opening ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that which is with Allah is better and more lasting. Do you not use your common sense? So the word they translated for common sense, it comes from akala, and it means to be intelligent, become wise. And it also means to understand. And this goes back to the opening ayat, the akal. It is what we are given by Allah as well. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, again, he said that God created the akal, the intellect. And after he commanded, he said there's nothing more dearer to him than our intelligence. This is important, because this important creation that we were given from Allah gives us the ability to use it. But it can only be perfect if Allah wills it to be perfect in us. He has said, do we not use our akal? Do we not use our common sense? Do we not use our intellect? Do we not use our reason? In understanding that that which is with Allah is better and more lasting than anything else we can think of. Yes, that means the next life is better and more lasting. But it also means that this life is better and more lasting. If we use that intelligence we have. You know, sometimes we know or we see people who seem to have it all figured out. They are so sure they got all the answers that they are so focused on the provisions and the allurements of this world that they miss the mark and they miss what Allah has for them. They get, you know, it's a shaitan influence, and it influences what their thinking is. The intellect is there and obeys Allah in his creation. Using it as it has been created to be is pleasing to Allah. So understanding that whatever he has given us is only for our use to find some ease and comfort, but it is for the use in understanding that Allah has much more for us. And as I end this first part of the khutbah, what goes on in this world today is that it's a delusion where they get caught up really thinking about what they have, what they're trying to get, and they don't understand that what is for you, Allah will give you. What is not for you, Allah will not let you have. And that's a big burden that's on us as a people and on us as a world. You know, there's no risk in the 401k Allah has for us. There's going to be no killing of the funds and gutting the Social Security of what Allah has for his servants. What Allah has is better and more lasting if only we use our minds correctly. Wasn't that what got the mule caught up, as they say? He let his mind become fixed with the status he had. He had his mind became fixed with what he was trying to do. And the status of what he was trying to do. And I'm not saying that we are mules. This is a fable, a parable, that's to show us that our thinking is what gets us out of our nature. I got you, Lord, and I hate deviated. Thou was guided us, but grant mercy unto us, thou the grant of bounty without measure. I mean. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What Allah has for us. Again, whatever you have been given is merely a provision for the worldly life and its adornment, and that which is with Allah is better and more lasting. Do you not use your common sense? Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, and grant him a high station in paradise. He said, we have a rational mind. Now, when that rational mind embraces, strengthens, and cooperates and gives support to the sentimental side, then the soft side, we have the best condition. So in that soft side, we have the best condition. That's what he's saying. That doesn't mean that if you ignore the side, that side, you won't be progressive or successful, because there are some hard political theorists and they have made a lot of progress. They have a lot of dunya, but they didn't get to paradise. But they sure came up with a lot of the dunya that this world has. The Imam is telling us that we must use our minds to support the spiritual side. It is using that intellect that will support the side and that side of us in our life, that we will support, and it will support that Allah, what Allah has given us and what Allah has more for us. We will understand that Allah has more for us. This is not just it. This is just one phase, one step. There are more, and it is only this step that we have to work with right now. This step is what will set up something better in the next step. And this step is what can set up something worse in the next step as well. And we know that we can have both the good and the bad in this life. It can seem like paradise for you every day, and then it can seem like hell for you, so just like that. The Imam said that they didn't get to paradise, but they got the dunya. Our goal is not the dunya. It is the akhirah, the hereafter, the next step. Today's khutbah is for us to see that we must pursue the good things in this life, but not have a love for this world. Allah is telling us that the ease and comfort given to us is only for us to get through this world. Seek it, but loving this world only and seeking what we get while we're here only is not preparing what we need in that abode in the next life. That abode is a residence. It's a home for our souls. And Allah says, but those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall soon admit to gardens with rivers flowing beneath their eternal home. The word abada means eternal, forever. So if we understand that with this is with Allah, and he says that which is with me is better and longer lasting, eternal and forever is about as long as you can get. And this is a guarantee because Allah has told us. Again, this all goes to faith. Do you believe it? Do you believe that what Allah has for us is better than all the things that the shaitan has set up to make us think that we can get all we can here and now? This life gets you to live so much in the moment that you forget that this is not the eternal place. This is not forever. This will not go on forever. It may go on without us, but it won't go on forever. And I believe this is why the intellect, and our intelligence is so important in this ayat. It's so important in this concept of understanding. It is our thinking that gets us to either get caught up in this world, and you know the phrases that they have, you know, you live check to check, living for the weekend, living to just get by. All these types of mindsets are why Allah is asking us, will you not use your reason? Will you not use your common sense? Those things are just here because you are here. There is no other value in them other than if you use them correctly, they can help you establish your way of life here and in the next. How do we go about our lives should reflect how we feel about this type of concept. The love we should have is to desire the comfort and ease in both, not just as individuals, but as a community. If we want the next home to be with all that Allah tells us it can have, let us work now in this life to see how it feels. There is a line, and it's a fine line. You might need a NASA telescope to try to find how fine this line is. But living, you know, loving this life for the purpose of loving what we have, and loving this life for the purpose of establishing what we are created to establish, is a fine line. How we use what we should establish the correct way in this life is so important. It is all in the mindset. There is no doubt that even with all Allah gives us in this life, it will still be difficult. He tells us that. It's not going to be easy. But our minds have to be focused on the fact that we have to make it work. And what Allah has for us is better than this right now. If we fully understand what we have, we have to just drop it. You know, what we have right now is like a drop in the bucket. You know, we had the Section Imams meeting here Saturday, and there were so many comments about the masjid. And let us think. This is all I could think of. I said, what if we had businesses? What if we had housing? We had a school, all in the same place. If we had that community established that we're supposed to be working on. This is an example of not thinking that we can only have what we got. Allah has so much more for us. The possessions we have are not what matters in the sight of Allah. He wants us to focus on what He has and what He's going to give us and what's with Him. If we get so caught up thinking that this or that means so much and we love that more than we love Allah, that's not living the proper way of life. We must use our minds to realize that what we have is good, alhamdulillah. But what we could have is so much better. Allahu Akbar. That's the fine line. And I believe this ayat is telling us that yes, what you have is for your comfort and ease, and it is for your life here, but you can make it work into something more. Can you make it become even more with the understanding that it is not for me? Some communities realize that if they're going to be a success, there must be the community that's the success. Once somebody decides that they only want to get out for themselves and they care less about the community, that weakens the community. Al-Islam is designed to make individuals stronger so they make the community stronger. This goes to wealth and resources as well. There is a concept that everybody knows about by giving back. And this concept is really focused on money. People give back to someone owns a company, someone has gotten some status, got a position somewhere, and they send money back to the community or the organization, and that's good. But can that person offer internships to youth, jobs to those who are qualified to work there? Can that person make a bigger difference than just sending the check? And I'm not saying sending the check is wrong. I'm just saying, can there be more than just that? It has to be. This is using our rational minds, using our intellect to see that just because one person or a few persons so-called got out or made it, they have to do more. Whatever you have been given is just a provision and an adornment in this world. But what is with Allah is better and more lasting if you just use your intelligence to realize that. Brothers and sisters, I come near close. Our lives are connected regardless of whether however we feel about that. Our lives are connected. Not one person having success can be even bigger if we all have success. We just have to make what we have been given to work like that. If we have resources, we must use those to further the whole community. And I'm not just talking about giving, you know, quote unquote, giving all your money to the masjid. I'm not talking about that. I'm speaking of utilizing your talents, your connections to help the community. There is more than just giving zakat. That is why sadaqah is so important. In this life, it is all about learning that what you have should be working to gain you what Allah has for you. Letting our intellects take over and do what it is created to do. Obey Allah. And remember the mule, so proud that he had all that gold and didn't want any help to finish his task. Ended up paying for it in the end. Imam Muhammad said, SubhanAllah. I don't have Imam Muhammad here. I have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, want for your brother what you want for yourself. Find ways to use your talents inside of the community. What you have been given is just for that. Allah says, what is with him is better and eternal. We all should be working to gain that. There is to be a race to all that is good. And we don't want no losers if they're believers. Allah will take care of the losers. Allah commands us to not forget our share of this world. And I'll end on this quote. The world is a great mirror. It reflects back to you what you are. If you are loving, if you are friendly, if you are helpful, the world will prove loving, friendly, and helpful to you. The world is what you are. Now, if we take all we have and we listen to this quote and we use this, the intellect Allah has given us, we see that getting our share of this world is getting what we put into it. Everything we have been given is to be used to make the world we live in better. Now, inshallah, I have given benefit today, of which all praise is due to Allah.